It's time to separate fat from fiction. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk, sponsored by ExpertLiposuction.com. And now, here's the liposuction guru to the stars, Dr. David Amron, with Kerry Kasem on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Just like the man said, this is Body Talk with Dr. David Amron. I'm Kerry Kasem. Dr. Amron is a board-certified dermatologic surgeon and a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, and he's been my personal doctor for 8 years, and I have begged him for quite some time to get on the air to let people know what's going on in the world of liposuction, the truth, the fiction. He likes to say, separating the fat from fiction, Dr. David Amron.
Here we go. Here we go, Kerry.
What's going on?
Everybody's out there either... Are we the pre... game show?
That's exactly what we are. We are the pre-game...
Or pre-pre-game show.
Pre-game radio show.
Right.
Hopefully you've tuned us in. Because we cannot... You know what's so ridiculous? Is the fact that you cannot say the name of the bowl game because the NFL has copyrighted it. I mean, they are the biggest jerks. They don't let you do anything. They don't let you watch the game on anything bigger than like a 55-inch TV. And you can't even say it. So what we are going to refer to the game today is the S Bowl.
Right. I like that. S Bowl.
The S Bowl.
Great.
Yeah, because you can still let
okay,
in with anything.
And that's okay, right? That's kosher to say
the
S Bowl.
Oh, yeah. It's the S Bowl.
Right. Now, yeah. I got to tell you something. I'm going to shock you right now.
Oh, no.
I'm going to shock you on air. And I'm probably going to shock many of your viewers right now.
Okay, what?
And I'm going to admit to this on radio.
Oh, you know what? We're going to have a lot of people turn it off. I know what you're going to
say. Yeah, I got to tell you, I have no idea of who is playing in the S Bowl game. And not only that, I'm going to an S Bowl party right after this radio show.
And
I have
no idea.
I know what food they're serving at the S Bowl party, but I don't know who's playing. Is that uncool? Is that un-American?
I'll tell you why it's un-American and uncool, because the Patriots are, to me, they are one of the greatest teams to play the game. And Tom Brady, for being so young, winning three Super Bowls in a row, being the youngest guy to do that in the Hall of Fame, this guy is amazing. He's also, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're 18-1 this season, which has never been done, I think, except one other time. It was 15-1. And I'm not, if I'm wrong, you can call in and beat me up at 888-520-9710 if I'm giving the wrong facts. It's 888-520-9710. But yeah, they're just, it's like, you know what it's equivalent to watching Tom Brady play? Is watching Michael Jordan play. Watching Wayne Gretzky play. He is, and I'm not, I can't stand football. Now, this is awful for me to... I don't watch it. I find that hard to believe. No, I don't watch it at all. I don't understand it. And when you don't understand something, it makes it kind of hard to watch. But watching Tom Brady is like watching one of the greats. And I think it's you know, our... I don't know.
I'm sure I'll get into it when I'm watching it. I just got to tell you, be honest, I don't know who's playing. Well, now I do. New England Patriots and...
The Giants, New York Giants.
Okay, all right. But I got to tell you, there's probably somebody out there.
Yeah, I'm right. Okay.
There's probably somebody out there listening, some guy or some gal, hopefully, who's saying, wow, man, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. He doesn't really know who's playing. Either do I.
Because all he does is...
Maybe I'm going to speak to those people today.
Yeah, he sits in the surgery room and does liposuction.
Okay, all right,
yeah,
all right.
That's all you do.
All right, so let's transition. Are we going to transition to lipo now?
You don't want to talk about football the whole time?
Well, no. it's been 3.5 minutes.
Let's... Football and lipo? No?
Okay, so Kerry sort of introduced me. We've been doing the show now for, I think, this is our third show.
Third week, yeah.
And the show is called Dr. Amron's Body Talk, Separating Fat from Fiction. And the show is basically about that. Once again, for those who haven't heard me, I'm 46 years of age. Once again, I keep saying my age. I've been in practice for 14 years. I'm in Beverly Hills. I specialize in liposuction surgery. I've done it for 14 years. It's the only major cosmetic surgery I do. I get the surgery right. I do everything to nail the results. That's what I believe. You've got to get it right the first time. I don't believe in a lot of newer modalities that have entered into the market, and I will go into a lot of detail about this. The show is about educating you, clarifying the misunderstandings with liposuction, and it's also about counteracting a lot of what I find as being aggressive, offensive marketing and advertising. And doctors are guilty of this. The media, I got to tell you, I think is guilty of this. The media tends to fuel this. You've got patients out there, or I guess some people call them consumers, who are hungry for new information, the latest, greatest procedure. And I find a lot of this type of marketing very offensive.
Now, let me say something, too, because I call you up always. I get the magazine New Beauty, and it's a pretty new magazine on, and they give you everything that's new. I mean, great articles, too, but a lot of stuff is just advertisements. There's tons of advertisements. And I always call you up, well, what about this? Why aren't you doing that? What about lipodissolve? Right. What about mesotherapy? Remember when I came to you and I'm like, why aren't you doing
2 years
mesotherapy?
Ago. Right.
And you didn't do it. And I went and I had it done and it didn't work.
Right.
It didn't work.
Right.
And in fact, I have to say, it was kind of a horror story for me. They put lidocaine, this numbing cream, all over my body because I wanted my tummy done. I wanted my arms. I wanted my legs. And they put this all over my body and I started to get nauseous and get very ill, very sick. And my body started trembling. And they're like, oh, that's normal. Yeah, you've got, you know, numbing cream all over your body and that can make your heart race.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful.
Right.
It was awful. And not you know, you did liposuction on me. I'm very skinny. I have a pretty good body. And I just had these little tiny places that wouldn't go away.
Right.
I could get anorexic looking and they'd probably still be there.
Right. Well, that's, you know, today what I'm going to do every week is I'm going to take something that I find offensive and comment on it. And it can be an advertisement. It can be an article. And I'm going to pick it apart. Because I want to educate, I want to clarify. But I guess since you brought up, let me just talk about mesotherapy today.
Yeah, and if you have any questions,
it's one of those, you know, I find offensive areas of ways of reducing fat. First of all, to begin with, it's not FDA approved. I think that you probably know that, right?
I do know it's not.
Not FDA approved. It's also generally done by a lot of places. So you're not necessarily going to see a doctor to have this done, even though many times a doctor is doing it, but you're going to a facility that does it, either a medi spa or skincare place.
Sports medicine is where I went. I went to a sports medicine facility.
Right, okay. Yeah. You're going to find a lot of aggressive marketing and ways of luring you in. I think we saw something about 0% financing until 2009, which is like buying a television at Ken Crane's, right?
You know, bring a friend, 50% off that friend.
Right. Another important thing is it's there's no real agreed-upon solution that's injected in this mesotherapy or lipodissolve or lipozap. The active ingredient is usually phosphatidylcholine, but it's not really agreed upon what to inject.
Right.
So you don't always know what is getting injected into your body. A very important thing is that it's not done by people like myself who specialize in liposuction, who are what I consider the leading experts in the country with liposuction, and that says a lot right there. Also, if you understand how liposuction works, it's a contouring procedure. So think about this. If you're injecting a solution into an area of fat, it sounds great. You're just melting the fat and the fat goes away, which we all want. But the fat is in a lot of connective tissue. When you eat a steak, there's some fibrous white stuff that's there between the fat. And what that stuff is doing is it is impeding the solution from going from area to area. So you're not really able to get a uniform result very easily with that, even if it does lyse the fat cells.
Right. And it didn't work for me. I know that there are people that say, hey, I saw some improvement. But I had a girlfriend who spent thousands of dollars doing mesotherapy over months and months and months. And, I mean, it was equivalent to what she would have spent getting, you know, just on the certain parts she needed done. She spent thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right.
And eventually, a year later, she went and had liposuction done all over her body.
I mean, that's a common story. I mean, there's also been a lot of problems with it. There's been infections. There has been clot formation that has occurred with it. But basically, like you're saying, I feel it doesn't work. It doesn't work consistently. Mm-hmm. People are not only spending their money on it, but they're spending their expectations, which is at least as important of a thing. And go ahead.
And I just want to say, if anybody has any questions, if you've had mesotherapy done, if it's worked or not worked for you. Also, the question we want to get out there, this is kind of going to be the topic of the day. Why wouldn't you get lipo done or let your significant other get it done? We want to hear from you.
Right. So we're going to open the phone lines up. And once again, as Carrie said, what we want to hear today is, why wouldn't you get lipo done? You know, what are your fears about liposuction? What are your concerns about it? Or again, why wouldn't you let your significant other get liposuction done?
888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710.
Right. Okay. So, you know, we'll start taking callers in a second. But one thing I wanted to also get across about this show is that I want to make the show more interesting than just being about liposuction per se. I mean, yes, it's about that, but I want to go into other areas that pertain to the body. It's called Body Talk. And so I'm going to bring in experts in other fields, because what I do is liposuction. This is what I specialize in. I get it right. I do it. I have a lot of pride in terms of what I do. But what I'm not going to do is get into advice about exercise necessarily, diet. These are things that are better done by people who specialize in those areas. And I do think there is a essential role to other things. I mean, liposuction is only a tool to reduce, as I keep saying, reduce your genetically disproportionate fat. That's all it is really doing. But it's still not a substitute for diet and exercise. And so we're going to get some great, great guest appearances by people. And one of the guys today is a person that I myself have been going to. He's a personal trainer. His name's Todd Person. And I've been seeing him for about 2 weeks. And I got to tell you, Carrie, I look like I'm in pretty good shape because I'm fairly genetically proportionate. Yeah. And I don't have to do a lot to keep in good shape. But I am noticing areas are getting flabby and loose. And I ran into Todd, who I know has this personal gym in the West Los Angeles area, and he said, "Come in for a free session." So, you know, I've had my feelings about personal trainers. I guess I just never felt like I would really do that. But I went in with him, and I did a 1-hour session with him, and I got to tell you, he kicked my rear, and I was shocked at how much I felt from that one session. I went back and I said, I can really feel stuff going on. Mm-hmm. He has a really unique approach. He takes you, my understanding is that he tries to really fatigue your muscles. He takes your muscles into an anaerobic place. And he feels that place is what really gets the results. And he'll push you 50% past what you really can
do. But if
do.
You don't get results, now, David, I've had trainers before. I've gone through all that. And before I came to you for liposuction, I could not get rid of, you know, certain areas. I couldn't do it. It didn't matter how hard I trained, how much I ran. I got really, really skinny one time, and I still had these areas that wouldn't go away. So yes, you can, and I agree with you. You need to combine nutrition. I'm a vegan, so you need to combine nutrition, exercise, and if you can't get that done, I suggest not doing mesotherapy and wasting your money, but going and getting the liposuction that you do, and that's with local anesthesia, where you're just numbing that area. You are listening to Dr. Amron's Body Talk. He is the only cosmetic surgery that you do is liposuction.
Right.
And I know that that's very important to say, like you were saying about people who do the mesotherapy.
Right. Well, I think the trend in, you know, I'm asked a lot of times, what are the trends in cosmetic surgery? I think one of the trends is that is to find a person who is a specialist in a particular area of cosmetic surgery. I think it's very hard to be a jack of all trades and be outstanding at everything. Right. And that's what I'm noticing in the Beverly Hills area, that people focus on specific procedures.
If you have any questions for Dr. Amron, or if you want to come in and talk about our topic that we're talking about today, it's why wouldn't you get lipo done or let your significant other get it done? Give us a call, 888-520-9710. Once again, it's 888-520-9710. Jesse in L.A. Jesse, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
Actually, I had a question. My wife is going to get liposuction, and I heard that when you get liposuction, you suck out all the fat cells, and then later on, if you start getting fat again, since you took all the fat cells out of your stomach or wherever you took it out, your face or your arms or your fingers start getting fat, and that's what scared me about, you know, my wife doing it, and I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay,
well,
all right.
You know, great. I mean, you know, you got me laughing there. I think Carrie also, when you said fingers, you know, face, arms, once you got to fingers, got a chuckle out of us. All right, so this is a very, you know, a good thing to start with, a very misunderstood area. The fat goes to other places. First of all, I'm going to take a second and clarify, you know, what you said. Removing all the fat. It's not about removing all the fat from an area. It's about removing the right amount to get a beautiful, natural result and a well-contoured result. Everybody wants the most amount removed as possible. They always tell me, get out whatever you can, and they've got to trust me to remove what should be removed. So that's one aspect of it. Number two is, if the surgeon is doing his job right, what he is doing is paying attention to body proportion. So when I evaluate somebody for liposuction, I never just look at one area. If they come in saying, I want my stomach done, they have to stand in front of me, and I look at them with essentially their undergarments on from their neck down to their ankles, and I determine where they are genetically disproportionate. That is a very important fact, a point, because what you want to only do is remove the areas where they are out of proportion. Otherwise, yes, you're right, you will throw them out of proportion, and that is commonly done, and you are really doing the person a disservice. So again, it's not about being fat, it's about being genetically disproportionate. Is that, are you clear with that?
Yeah, he hung up though, because he was going to take it off the
air. Is this what I said?
No, he said he wanted to take it off the air, he didn't want to stay on. But and also, you don't get fat in other places. Your fingers aren't going to get fat. I know, I've had liposuction done. It doesn't go anywhere else. Now, if you are an overeater, if you tend to get heavy, don't use this as a weight control. It's not what it's for. If you are a larger person and you are in proportion, then that's, you know, he's not going to make your stomach. Dr. David Amron, I promise you, will not make your stomach tiny, tiny, tiny to where the rest of you then looks huge. If you're proportionate as a larger woman, a medium-sized woman, a small woman, he's not going to then go in and make you disproportionate.
Right. My goal is to balance out a person's body. Right. And take care of those stubborn areas. And what it many times does is gives them the motivation to then do their part and to get in the gym and exercise and to further diet to get their weight right.
Exactly. Steve in Murrieta. Steve, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
How you doing?
Good. I just had a question. You know, I'm six foot. You know, I'm in pretty good shape. I work out regularly and I got a pooch. I got a little, can't do all the sit-ups, and I can't get rid of them. Can't get the six-pack that I'm looking for, so how do I...
Yeah. Well, Steve, this also is kind of like the last question in a way. Once again, it sounds like if you've got an area that is your stubborn area that you cannot get rid of, then you most likely are a good candidate for liposuction.
Gotcha.
Because you've got genetic disproportion. And with regard to getting better definition, do you work out with weights? Are you a bodybuilder?
No, I'm no bodybuilder, yeah. But, you know, I work, you know, 5 days a week just like anyone else, and, right. You know, I probably hit the gym for maybe an hour and a half.
Right. You know? Okay, so what lipo can do in the stomach area is it can, by reducing that fat layer, it allows you to get better definition and see the musculature underneath.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, I have another question. Now, I've heard, just, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I've heard that, you know, when you remove the fat cells that you actually take out with liposuction, that, let's say you were to gain weight again, that the fat cells that are there just become larger, and then it's even more difficult to, you know, get the definition or get those fat cells to come, you know, become smaller.
You
Is
know,
that correct?
If you're somebody who tends to gain weight and you get heavy, I don't suggest that, and this is what I said before, I don't suggest it. If you're somebody who's like, you know, you play within 10 pounds, fine. I know, I've had it done, and it's never, ever, ever. My saddlebags have never come back, and I've gained, I always go between 5 pounds. I go up and down 5 pounds, always. So
right.
I've never seen anything ever happen that way, where it's gotten bigger, and my, you know, and one bulge has come back, or it's gone, my fat's gone somewhere else in my body. I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, I'm not fluctuating, you know, 50 pounds. It's
right.
Probably, yeah, like you said, you know, 5 to 10 pounds.
You know, I had a friend go in and get his stomach done, and he was so happy because everything else on him looked good, but he could never get the six pack, ever get the six pack. So he went in and had that done. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, it's a great question.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you guys' help.
Thank
you. All right, thanks,
Steve.
Thanks.
Kay.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Sandy in Pasadena. Sandy, you're on with Dr. David Amron. This is Body Talk. If anybody else has any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can give us a call at 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Sandy, we're going to have to take your question after the break. I'm up against the clock. Didn't realize
Ooh,
that.
Oh, so soon.
Can you hold, Sandy?
Yes.
Okay, hold on a second. All right. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. He is a liposuction expert, and you can go to expertliposuction.com to check him out. Any questions there can be answered for you. It's expertliposuction.com. We'll be back right after these messages on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
Frank here. Let me ask you a question. Why would you want to sit around watching the big game with a bunch of smelly dudes and crabby wives when you could come down to the Spearmint Rhino in Torrance? Today, the Frank Army is taking control of the Rhino in Torrance. Come down, pay no cover, and hang out for free food, contests, giveaways, and oh yeah, the game. Doors open at 11 a.m. and space is limited, so come early and enjoy the pre-game party.
Powered by the Spearmint Rhino Gentlemen's Club in Torrance. Check them out at spearmintrhino.com and 97.1, the South Bay's FM Talk Station.
If you own a business, you may know that incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
The simple truth is, no matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing your personal assets, your car, your home, even your life savings, if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-500-0898.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer to incorporate. Use the Company Corporation. They don't offer legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating simple. Their only mission is to help people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-500-0898. That's 1-800-500-0898. 1-800-500-0898.
At the risk of tooting our own horn, I'm proud to announce that Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is the number one Mercedes-Benz dealer in the United States for the ninth consecutive year. Hello, I'm Fletcher Jones Jr. Fact is, we sold almost twice as many Mercedes as the number two dealer in Paramus, New Jersey. But what does that mean to you? Well, it means that more people have concluded that after considering all their other options, Fletcher Jones Motor Cars provides the best customer service, the best selection, and the best value pricing of any other dealer in the country. But most important of all, it means that we've remained number one by making you our number one priority. Not because we say so, but because the numbers really do speak for themselves. Right now, we're in the middle of our 16th annual winter event. Come see why Fletcher Jones Motor Cars is still your number one choice. And thank you, all 8,586 of you who purchased in 2007. Call us at 949-718-3000. Visit fjmercedes.com. Better yet, drive over today to Jamboree at the 73.
Fletcher Jones Motor Cars, Mercedes-Benz, Newport Beach. Family owned and operated for over 60 years.
Surfaces USA, the Western United States' largest natural stone superstore, is doing something unheard of in the granite countertop business. For 2 days only, February 8th and 9th, that's Friday and Saturday, Surfaces USA will be giving away free granite countertops. That's right, no gimmicks, no bait and switch, just good old-fashioned free. These select countertop slabs are first come, first serve, and in limited supply. The line starts at 8 a.m., so arrive early. But the savings don't end there. From 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., all flooring tile will be on red tag sale, and any flooring tile purchase over $600 will receive free premium grout and thin set. And if that's not enough, Surfaces USA has zero down, no interest, no payment for 18 months. This sale is so exclusive it will only take place in two of their eight locations, Oxnard and Santa Clarita. Call Surfaces USA for more details and directions. 866-544-7264. That's 866-544-7264. 866-544-7264.
Global warming, peace, the mortgage crisis, the value of the dollar, the price of fuel, war, religion, marital rights, immigration, unemployment, education, and health care. There's a lot of issues that are being addressed every day. What can you do about it? You can be heard. You can vote. Let's unite as one nation. And remember that voting matters.
For more information on where and when to vote, go to 971freefm.com.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payment by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payment by up to half or more. It's yours free by calling 1-800-500-0436. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Settle your debt. Get on with your life. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information. For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call 1-800-500-0436. That's 1-800-500-0436. 1-800-500-0436.
When was the last time you were stuck to a nuclear submarine, or dipped in acid, or blown up with TNT and survived in one piece? That's Linex Tough.
Linex spray-on truck bed liners are made to withstand just about anything you or nature can come up with. And they're available with DuPont Kevlar. Linex spray-on truck bed liners. Serious protection, killer looks. Find the dealer near you at SoCalLinex.com. That's SoCalLinex.com.
The Inland Empire's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1 The FM talk station.
Yes, this is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk, and we are taking your calls, 888-520-9710. We are, in just a second, going to have Todd Person on, your personal trainer.
For 2 weeks, yeah.
For 2 weeks,
yeah.
Dr. David Amron.
It's been great.
Yes.
Hey, tell him the topic of the questions
today. Absolutely. And this is what we have been talking about, and we're taking your phone calls on, why wouldn't you get lipo done? Or let your significant other get it done. What are your fears? Why wouldn't you do that? Or any questions on liposuction that you have for Dr. David Amron. He is here today to take your call. We are live, even though the big S game is going to be on in just a few minutes. 888-520-9710. Sandy, we're going to take your call, and then we're going to go to Todd. Sandy, what's your question for Dr. David Amron?
Hi.
Hi.
I've had liposuction done twice.
Yes.
And right now... And I gained some weight back, and I all of a sudden I have love handles, which I never had before.
Okay.
So I didn't want to go through liposuction again a third time, so I went with the option of the LipoZap.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, what is the, you know, and I just found out a little, I've been finding out about the laser liposuction, which you can do while you're awake, but I thought that was very expensive, and that's why I went with the LipoZap, and now I'm kind of sorry I did, because it's a very painful process, and it takes a very long time.
Yes, I had that
minimal result.
Yeah,
right.
I had
okay,
that
this brings up a lot of good points, so I'm going to jump into it. Well, one question I have for you is, the lipo you had done twice, was it the same area you had done, or were they different areas?
They were different areas, and the reason I had it done twice was I had my saddlebags done. That was a problem area, but I was left with a dent on one thigh.
Right, right.
So it had to be filled with fat, so that's why I had it done a second time. I had different areas sucked out and had the fat injected to fill that dent.
Okay, all right. So, you know, my feelings are, first of all, I got to tell you, you should find the right doctor instead of looking for a technology or a procedure. I think you need to really approach it that way. It sounds like you're looking for technology instead of looking for somebody to guide you, to properly evaluate you, and then approach it the right way. First of all, ideally, you want to nail the results with lipo the first time you're in there. Again, when I evaluate people, I look at their entire body to determine where they're disproportionate. And I give them a game plan the first time I see them. That never changes. The areas I define don't really change. It's unfortunate you've had it done twice. It's unfortunate you had the dents and had to have fat transfer done. I would really encourage you to not be looking at a technology in terms of fixing it. First of all, LipoZap, which is mesotherapy, which are injections, I talked about earlier. I don't support it. Very few people really do. I think it's a technology that's not going to be around in a little while. Laser lipo is a newer technology that, again, I don't find offers any advantage. Instead of looking for technology, look for a doctor to do the work the best way possible. So to make a long story short, come see me. I'll give you my honest opinions if that area can be helped. But again, find the right doctor.
And I know that everybody's taken by the laser lipo. It's the same thing. What they want to do is loosen up that fat. It kind of loosens the laser. They say loosens up everything, but so does the pyrotumescent. The thing that you do,
right.
You inject it with a solution that gets the fat. I don't know what relax. I don't know what it does.
Well, it's hydrodissect. It loosens up the fatty tissue. But again, laser lipo and LipoZap are fall into this category that I call liposuction instead of liposuction. So does that clarify anything for you at all?
Well, yeah, but what is the cost of that type of liposuction versus LipoZap?
Let me say something. Liposuction is always going to be more expensive unless you're doing LipoZap in small areas, which is, you know, hundreds of dollars. I spent, and my girlfriend spent thousands of dollars, which in the girlfriend that
costs, my procedure's costing about $3,400.
That's, you know, let me tell you something.
Lot.
That's a lot of money.
And yeah, you're almost there with the cost of liposuction.
But he also doesn't put people out. It's all under local anesthesia or anesthetic. You never go out.
When I interviewed with doctors the first time I had liposuction, they said that the best way to go was under anesthesia.
No.
Listen, let me do this. You should really go on my website, www.expertliposuction.com. It goes through a lot of details and information. Hopefully, if you really read through that, you'll understand my approach to liposuction. And it's more than, again, just looking for a procedure or technology. I think you really need to approach it from a different standpoint.
And, you know, let me say one more thing too, Sandy, because we got to take a Todd person. But I please correct me if I'm wrong, doctor, but if somebody told me that I needed to be out, that I needed to go under general anesthesia to get an area of my body done with liposuction, would you run out of that office?
Well, it's a common approach to it. It's, again, it's not the way I approach liposuction. I think there are many disadvantages under general anesthesia. The advantages of local, complete safety, essentially, much faster recovery, and better results because of patient positioning. Again, go on the website. There's a lot of information about this, but we really do need to take Todd.
Sandy, thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you.
If you have any questions and we can't get to you today, well, we are going to take more phone calls after the break. Please call Dr. David Amron's office and he'll call you back next week. It's 310-275-2467. Once again, Dr. David Amron's office, 310-275-2467. And now we have your personal trainer for the last 2 weeks that you've been raving about. His name is Todd Person, and he's one of the most sought after physical trainers in the United States. He trains, and this is really cool, over 5% of the players in the NBA, and also, you know, stars like Bruce Springsteen and Demi Moore. Todd, we're so glad to have you with us today. Oh, can you hear us?
Hello.
Todd?
David?
Oh, there we go.
Hi, Todd.
Hello.
Hi.
So you're on. Anyway, Todd, why I brought you on is that, as I've told you, I was very hesitant about personal training. And I got to tell you, we've done 4 sessions, about 30 minutes each, right?
That's correct.
And I got to tell you, you were right, that very quickly I saw and felt a result. And I think you have a very good approach. I would never bring somebody on this program I didn't respect. I think you have a lot of integrity in what you do. And I want you just to talk about some of the new technology that's going on in terms of personal training, because this is not my area, it's your area.
Well, you know, David, first of all, thank you for the compliment. What I would say is that, you know, kind of like your field, there finally has been some exciting new technologies over the last 18 months that have come out. Most health clubs are still kind of like, you know, look and see and watching, and I've kind of been an early adopter of several of them. Some of the things that, you know, you and I are using, number one would be what they call whole body vibration training. And this device has been around for about 30 or 40 years. The Russians kind of used it to rebuild bone density, which for a lot of women is an important component. It also does help, and there is research that shows that it increases naturally growth hormone, which again is good for our muscles and our elasticity. It's very good, again, to get us firm and strong in a very short amount of time. So whole body vibration is one of the technologies that, you know, I've had you use. Another thing that we've used is altitude training, where I have you in a kind of an enclosed space. It's not claustrophobic at all. And we are using a Cybex arc trainer in that room. But what's unique about this is that you are able to exercise, do your aerobic work at 9,000 feet. Now, a couple of things. When you're in Los Angeles, we're basically at about 320 feet above sea level. Unlike going up into the mountains, you don't have to worry about having pressure on your ears. You're able to burn more body fat in a shorter period of time. You're also able to build more red blood cells. And I think you noticed the very first time that you were almost a little bit winded or your legs were burning in basically 6 or 7 minutes.
Right.
Because all of a sudden, you know, for most people, they've never, you know, exercised at, you know, being up really in Aspen or Breckenridge. So it's a kind of an exciting technology because, again, I can get you very good stamina and endurance in a much shorter period of time.
Todd, let me ask you a quick question, too, because I know that I used a trainer for a while, and I couldn't get rid of certain stubborn body parts.
Sure.
I know my saddlebags, they wouldn't go away. Now, that's genetic. I mean, my mom has them. My sister has them. We all have them. What do you suggest, if anything, when you've been working somebody hard, they've been spending your money on a personal trainer,
right.
Do you ever say, hey, you know, what about liposuction?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, what does happen is, you know, the trainer can only do so much, and a lot of times, just like you said, you get somebody whose diet hasn't been good for a while. They've been exercising for a little bit of time. The trainer can only do so much. I've had a couple of entertainment clients who, unfortunately, I can't mention because of confidentiality agreements that I've signed, who, you know, were working in conjunction with me with a dermatologist. I mean, you know, if the public knew how many women and actually male actors used dermatologists, not only for liposuction primarily, but for their other amazing skill sets, they would be amazed. I mean, it's well over 60%.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is what I was saying, that I do my part, but there's only so much I can do, and I strongly believe in proper diet and exercise. But I got to tell you, Todd really took me through some crazy things. I mean, he has something called Jacob's Ladder, which is a ladder that starts moving faster and faster at 45 degrees. And he takes you from one thing to another. You do about 3 minutes here, 4 minutes here, 2.5 minutes here, with very little rest in between, like a sip of Gatorade. And in 30 minutes, you are just, I mean, well, he's
and
really
how
worked
often
you.
Do you go? How do you, what's, you know, what's a good,
you know,
for, number?
For what I tell clients, what I told David, you know, a lot of people, you know, I work great with two types of people, either people who completely hate exercise or people who love exercise. And what I find is this, what I told Dr. Amaral, I said, Dave, if I can see you twice a week, which means I'm going to see you about 9 times a month, figure because there's a little bit over 4 weeks in every month, I should be able to get the average person where they should be able to have visible changes in their body by the seventh or eighth workout. Now with Dave, the fact of the matter is he has always been a natural athlete. We've known each other since about 10 years of age. And you know, to me, I looked at him when we met at our kind of 30-year junior high and high school reunion picnic, and I said, you know, you've got to come try this, because it's completely different than anything you've done. What I'll tell you is my training now is literally 180 degrees different than whatever health club anybody that's listening to the show has been in.
And you know what? I want to tell people, we have to take a break, but
sure.
I want to tell people where to find you, because I David's been raving about you
the
last day. He's like, you've got this core workout he's got me on. It's incredible. So it's Todd Person, and I'm going to give out your number. If this sounds exciting to somebody. Also, you know, if you're thinking about liposuction, get into shape first and then see where your problem areas are. Wouldn't you suggest that, you know?
I would absolutely suggest that. And here's the last thing I'll say, that anybody that calls up that has listened to David's show, if they call me today or tomorrow or Tuesday, they can come in, have a complimentary session, do the whole workout like Dr. Amaral does.
Wow.
That's awesome.
At no charge. Even if they can afford it, they can't afford it. Just so they can have the experience.
Carrie's going to be the first one,
Yeah, I'm
going to
give you a number. I'm going to go. No joke, I'm coming. Okay, Todd Person. 310-479-7778. That's 310-479-7778. You can also call the show anytime for the next half hour, and we'll give you that number again. Todd, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. We're going to be back with all of your liposuction questions right after this on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
To get on the air, call 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. This is Dr. Amaral's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM Talk Station.
In spite of a warning.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Southern California. Right now, you can get over 120 channels of entertainment from Time Warner Cable for just $29.95 a month for 1 year, plus free DVR service for 2 months. Call 877-7-GET-TWC today and get over 120 channels, free HD programming, and free DVR service for just $29.95 a month from Time Warner Cable, the home of free HD programming. And with our free DVR service, you'll get free HD programming, including ESPN, CBS, Fox, and more, all delivered delivered on our advanced fiber network. With Time Warner Cable, there are no long-term contracts and no equipment to buy. Call 877-7-GET-TWC to get over 120 channels, including access to free on-demand, free HD programming and music channels, all for $29.95, plus free DVR service for 2 months. Get it all from Time Warner Cable for just $29.95 a month. Call 877-7-GET-TWC.
Offer expires 3/18/08. Lease of digital HD or DVR set-top box required. New residential customers only. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, I'm George Washington.
And I'm Martha Washington.
You folks in the 21st century have some wonderful inventions.
Like toasters.
Realistic false teeth.
And Hondas.
We buy our Hondas at Colonial Honda.
We like them because of the whole colonial thing.
Yes, yeah, and because we save money.
Oh, the town crier is here with this week's special at Colonial Honda.
This week at Colonial Honda in Glendale, acquire a 2008 Accord sedan for only $239 a month.
Well, that is a most thrifty deal.
I cannot tell a lie. I love Colonial Honda.
As much as you love me, Georgie.
Well, almost.
Ye heard right. That's Colonial Honda at 134 South Glendale Avenue in Glendale. Call 800-784-1561 or go to colonialhonda.com. Now, here's General Washington's tap dancing horse with the legal stuff. He says, 2008 Accord sedan, $239 a month on approved credit. 12,000 miles a year, 1760 down, 36-month lease plus tax and license.
Colonial Honda in Glendale.
You can buy non-listed Southern California rental property below market value and with no bank qualifying. Hi, this is Kent Rush, founder of Safeguard Realty Investments. The subprime crisis has created some tremendous investment opportunities, and this window period will not last long. You can buy choice Southern California real estate with a small down payment, no bank qualifying, and below market value.
Safeguard Realty Investments can get you in on the ground floor of the best real estate deals in Southern California. Call 800-43-DEALS. That's 800-43-DEALS.
Remember, these properties are not listed, below market value, and can be purchased with no bank qualifying.
Call Safeguard Realty Investments now. 800-43-DEALS. These deals won't last long. 800-43-DEALS. Principals only, no agents, please. Call 800-43-DEALS for Safeguard Realty Investments, licensed by the DRE.
Finally, a natural male enhancement product that really works and works fast. You can be sure that when the moment is right for that most intimate experience, you'll be ready to perform in the bedroom. Zencor Plus was developed as a natural blend of the highest quality ingredients that is safe and effective. Just take Zencor 45 minutes before sexual activity and you will experience explosive, fast-acting results with just one dose that will last for hours. Zencor has been FDA lab tested and works the first time and every time guaranteed. In fact, we're so sure that it will work for you that we want you to try a free sample to put it to the test. With nearly a million doses sold, we know once you try FDA lab tested Zencor, you'll be one of our repeat customers too.
Call now and test Zencor Plus for free. Call 800-670-3781, 800-670-3781, or visit buyzencor.com. Free samples are available for a limited time, so call 800-670-3781.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-900-4409. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-900-4409. That's 1-800-900-4409.
Hey, it's your radio. I just wanted to say that I've really been enjoying our drives together, like when we went to Radio Shack and Walmart. That was so cool. You weren't looking at HD. You know, I could totally pick up those new extra HD stations if I hit the gym. Is that what you're into now? Huh? Call me.
Get your HD radio at Radio Shack and Walmart. 100% free HD radio. Discover it. 97.1.
This is Dr. Amron's Body Talk on 97.1, the FM talk station.
You are listening to Dr. David Amron's Body Talk with Dr. David Amron.
And Dr. Carrie Case.
And Dr. Carrie Case, I wish. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And just a little bit about, a little on you, if you've just tuned in, Dr. David Amron is an expert in liposuction. Lipo is the only cosmetic surgery you do. You've been on the Discovery Channel, the Today Show with Katie Couric, Good Morning America, CNN, the BBC, Channel 2 News, Good Day LA. I mean, there's an entire page of stuff you've done.
Yes.
But also, I love this, Entertainment Tonight calls you the guru of liposuction. And I mean, you've been in practice for a very long time. You're very, very good at what you do. That's why you've been my doctor for 8 years. And that's why I recommend to all of my friends, You. In fact,
That's true.
And you are a fellow of the American Academy of Cosmetic Surgery. You are a phenomenal doctor. I've begged you for a very long time to get on air and give correct information out about liposuction, and that's what you are doing now, and I'm very happy.
Thank you.
Very happy.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, and if you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, you can call his office as well. Leave a message. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. We will be taking your calls now too. And also, I know that you had a topic you wanted to bring up, but we've had a couple questions on this, and we've had a couple calls on this. It's why wouldn't you get liposuction or let your significant other get liposuction done? What are your fears? What are your concerns? Call in, ask questions. 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Alex, you're on with Dr. David Amron. Hi.
Good afternoon, doctor. I have a question. Why should I get a liposuction and not a tummy tuck? What is the difference?
Very good question. First of all, thank you for being so patient. I think you've been waiting about 20 minutes now. Alex, very good question. This brings up the point of what is liposuction really doing. Liposuction is removing the fat between the skin and the muscle. We call it the subcutaneous fat layer. And as we age, things many times get loose also, and in the abdomen the stomach can bulge out and the muscle can get loose, and that fullness that you are seeing and many times feeling can be fat, but it can also be looser muscle and skin. And it just depends on how much is fat and how much is looser muscle and skin. If the majority of that layer is fat, or a lot of it is, liposuction alone can get a great result, and you can avoid the need for a larger surgical procedure such as a tummy tuck or abdominoplasty. But sometimes if the muscle has gotten so loose and the skin has gotten so loose, then many times you have to do both procedures. And my feelings about that are that ideally it is better to do liposuction first, remove all the fat, and then do the tummy tuck afterwards, because it's safer, first of all, definitely. And you can tend to get a better result because you can be more complete with your liposuction. So once again, it depends on how much of that fullness that you're seeing or feeling is fat versus just looser muscle and skin.
Is this for you?
A lot of it is skin.
Is this for you?
Well, we are young. I am 40, 45. My wife is 40. And it feels like there's a lot of fat in there, but it's a lot of skin. A lot of skin we like to get rid of. And it would make sense to do a tummy tuck rather than a liposuction. I may be wrong. I don't know what's inside.
Well, you might be right, or you might be wrong. It's you know, this is where I would help guide you. You know, ideally, is this for you or your wife?
Both of us, a package.
Okay, both. All right, so come in as a package. But you know, I'll evaluate you, and I will tell you if you're a good candidate or not. And I'm very straightforward. I'm very honest. I have a lot of integrity. If I feel you're not a good candidate for just lipo alone, I'll tell you should see somebody who's really specializes in a tummy tuck procedure. But many times you need lipo done first, and if that is the case, once again, my recommendation is to do lipo first and then tummy tuck afterwards. But if I feel it's just purely loose muscle and skin, then yes, you're right. An abdominoplasty or tummy tuck procedure is the way to go.
Thank you very much. Okay. I believe right. I got my answers.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, and if anybody else out there has that issue as well, like if it's loose skin, if it's fat, if it's, you know, your muscle is out of shape, it's good to get a consultation. You are free. I mean, I just want to say that you don't charge people to come in and
well, get I guess I like the word complimentary.
Complimentary, right? But you don't charge people to come into your office to see if they need liposuction or not. You know, and I'm glad you don't do that. A lot of people will charge $200-$250 just to come see you, and then the liposuction is not for you, and there goes your $200-$250.
Well, that's true. Yeah, right.
So if you do want a consultation with Dr. David Amron, you can call his office, 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467. Amy in Woodland Hills. Amy, you're on with Dr. David Amron.
Hi, I have a question because I've had liposuction in the past.
Right.
I have maybe I shouldn't have ever had liposuction. Maybe it is more an issue of loose skin. But this was several years ago, and I still see what looks like ridging from the cannula from mm-hmm. the liposuction. My first question is that true? Is that possible that that's what it could be? And two, can it be fixed?
Okay. Where on your thighs? Outer thighs, inner thighs?
The back thighs, not the inner, exactly under the buttocks.
Okay, what areas were done?
The outer thighs.
Outer thighs. So, and the ridging you have is under the buttocks, is that right?
Yeah, well, below, not like where you can see it.
Okay.
It's like the upper thigh.
Okay, is the ridging horizontal or vertical?
Horizontal,
okay. That's probably why. First of all, yes, it most likely is from liposuction. And the reason is that, lipo has to be approached a certain way. It really is contouring and sculpting. It has a very high revision rate nationally because many times it's not done correctly. And you've got to be very meticulous in terms of your approach. And ridging most commonly occurs because an area is either overly aggressively done or the cannula is dragging on the skin from underneath, causing irritation of the dermis, which is the underneath part of the skin, and gets uneven pullback of the skin. It gets more complicated because also if you are going to go in certain directions, you're going to increase the chance of ridging. And what I try to avoid in the thigh area is going in a horizontal direction, because if you're going in a horizontal direction in the upper outer thighs or the posterior thighs, typically you're going to cause some fibrotic tissue that as the skin settles over it, will tend to look as ridging. And so, yes, I do think that most likely that is due to the liposuction. However, also, as we age, stuff settles. The muscle and skin settles, and it's settling on that fibrotic tissue there, increasing the ridging. What can be done about it? Well, it depends on exactly what it looks like. If there's a lot of irregularities, sometimes I will go back in with a specific type of instrument. I call it a very small spatula cannula, which kind of breaks up all that fibrotic tissue and that ridging. And if it's done correctly, allows the skin to re-adhere in a smoother way. But sometimes that can't be done. And if it can't be done, I'll be honest about it. And then it gets to be a little bit difficult in terms of how to approach it. Sometimes things like Thermage, which can build some collagen under the skin, can help tighten the area up.
I've had Thermage, and I love it. So.
But also, I would encourage you to keep your muscle tone as good as possible. Because remember, when the muscle gets looser, everything tends to want to settle. And as it's settling on that ridging, it's making the ridging look worse. Does that all make sense to you?
It absolutely does. I can, I've tried to actually build a muscle because when I lift the skin, like pull it taut, kind of, it goes away.
Right.
Maybe what I need is some kind of a lift, but I've tried.
Yep.
You just can't build that muscle.
Yes,
I'm rid of that ridging,
I'm very familiar with it. I've seen that over and over again, unfortunately, in women. And one thing you have to be careful about is anybody telling you that liposuction is the way to go about it now. Without really critically evaluating it and knowing how they're going to go about approaching it.
But Amy, let me tell you something. Thermage is such an incredible thing, and it is pricey. It is, but it will tighten up that skin. So when you do pull, like I do the same thing on my leg, when you do pull, you find that tighter look. Well, that's what Thermage does. It tightens your skin. It gets the collagen growing underneath your skin again and kind of plumps it up.
Yeah, Carrie loves Thermage.
I love it. No, it's radio frequency, and it hurts. But it works, and maybe you'd need it in that area, two or three times, but it really, really builds the collagen. And so
Yeah. Well, okay. I got to tell you, Carrie's very enthusiastic about Thermage. I use it in my practice. I think it can help areas. But why don't you come in and see me, and I'll give you my honest opinion about whether or not I can help you. If I feel Thermage can, then maybe we'll go that direction.
Okay. Great. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Amy.
I appreciate it.
We do have to go. Wow, I can't believe this. The S game. What is this? Is it taking up all of our all the commercials? This is ridiculous. We do have other calls on hold. You can hold. We will take your phone call after that, after we get off air. But if you have any questions for Dr. David Amron, any at all, give him a call. 310-275-2467. That's 310-275-2467.
Go on the website.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, expertliposuction.com, tons of information, good information, helping to guide you, so check it out.
And also, if you're interested in getting a free personal consultation and a workout with Todd Person, you can call the office as well, and the office will get back to you with his number, and you can get that. But remember, you have to call before Tuesday. This is Dr. David Amron's Body Talk. Once again, the number 310-275-2467. We will be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Dr. David Amron, I'm Carrie Kasem. This is 97.1.
Have a good day.
The FM Talk Station.
Why should I try to resist when, baby, I'm no
Southern California's FM Talk Station.
97.1.
Free FM.